Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 755, and we're still in Nakuru in Kenya. By God's grace, we'll start the campaign tomorrow, and so tomorrow to Thursday, please keep praying for us. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for all those who've been sending me messages. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And thank you, BNP partners. Thank you for supporting the campaign. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. And that's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 5. From verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here to say, you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we look at the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events. We're on the revelatory. And we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And say, "Daughters are included." "And I do pay attention to your word. I've done that already." Because you have to give God's word priority. If you're going to see the finished work of Christ in your life manifested, experiencing it daily, you would have to pay attention and give attention to the word. Make it your priority. And we were in Mark 11. In Mark 11, we saw Jesus who was with his disciples, was hungry, wanted figs. He went to a fig tree, there was none. He cursed the fig tree. Why would Jesus curse anything? He's the creator, and that fig tree was misbehaving, was a pervert. In the figs in Israel are the peculiar thing. They always bring forth the fig, the fruits, before the leaves or simultaneously. So this one was a pervert, and as a creator, he could put it right. Why? "I didn't create you like this." What's the meaning of that? So he said, "No one eats fruit of thee now, hereafter, and forever." And in the previous episode, I think I make a little mistake there. I said Jesus said something in Mark, profound in Mark 11, 20, Matthew 11, 20. No, it is Mark 11, 23. The same story is in Matthew 21. From verse 18. So the story is in Mark 11 and Matthew 21. I hope this clarifies it. Okay. So Jesus, when they came to him, said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. And according to Mark, the following day when they were coming back, Matthew said immediately. And I told you that Matthew specifically said immediately because for him, the roots died when Christ cursed the fig tree. But so downward, the thing was working. The curse was working. The words were working. And they were producing. And the effect was immediate. Under. But on top, you could not see it because the leaves were still the same. The leaves might even be greener than ever. So I've explained that in the previous episodes. And if you want to know more, please go to the previous episode and you will know. Okay. So, now, Jesus said in Mark 11, 23, he said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain." And I love that word, whosoever, because it's a whosoever. Hey, you mean me? Yes. Jesus is a whosoever. Peter is a whosoever. All the disciples, they are a whosoever. And you are a whosoever. I am a whosoever. We are all included. Listen, you cannot pick the Bible and say, okay, now this one includes, this one I'm included, this one I'm not included. No. Especially when you come to the letters written to the church, that is from the epistles. Please, you have to pay particular attention to that. Because those letters from Acts of the Apostles, of course, Romans to Revelation, were written to their church. And everything in there concerns us. Whilst the Old Testament might have things that were peculiar to the Jews, were for the Jews, but not for us. But even there, we learn something. Because God has not changed from the Old Testament and New Testament. No, he is the same. But the circumstance under which he is operating is what has changed. Because was it God's will that people will be killed when people, the earth will open for people to be swallowed up? No, it was not God's will. It was, that was not his perfect will. No, that was not. So when Jesus came, he was the walking perfect will, walking Bible, walking will, perfect will of God. And we saw he never cursed anybody. It was not a human being he cursed. This was a fig tree he cursed. So please, let's be mindful of that and not just think that, oh, because, so, no, good. And then, the second thing I want to say, so I'm saying, whosoever, including you, the cursing of the fig tree was not just for the time of Jesus. Very important. Listen, it will work for you today. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? I'm saying that the words Jesus spoke to the fig tree, you can speak it over your son. Speak it over your daughter. Are you guessing? No, 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 no. Maybe your son is bringing school results that are so dismal, bad. You can't speak. I have not given them for trouble. I have not given them for this. And then you speak and say, from today, this is the last time my son is bringing me that this kind of results. I declare in the name. Say, that is it. It is for now. What happened there was a mirror of what you are going to do in this present life. So you take it up and you do it. Whosoever, I'm included, you're included. Let's get to the job and speak words that are happening and coming to pass immediately. The roots die. You are so blessed. Please share the link and come for more.